Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, Big Red, Brother B, the menu in the house on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? How y'all doing? How y'all be? What's good? How you doing, Red?
Hootie hoo.
I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Hootie
hoo. What up, everybody? Well, yeah, man. A lot going on in the world.
A whole lot.
You might as well just... Yeah. Yo, you know what's crazy, Red? All right, so despite the gas prices, right? Despite the gas prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
The crime, like, it just, we can only speak for, I can only speak for where we live at in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Crime is off the hook. Off the chain. Now I'm wondering.
You be mad too. Well, if you want to take some gas prices, you be mad as hell too. True.
Yeah, but all right. So if it's not the gas prices, then all right, you turn around, you go deal with the train. But then you go deal with the train, and there's all craziness going on all over the place. Like,
oh my God,
What a couple of weeks ago about the dude that smeared. Like crap on the lady.
Yes.
It's like the homeless, you know, have like basically just taken over the subways. And then listen, it's not to talk bad about New York. It's not to talk bad about New York and the subway system because, you know, this is my home and, you know, I've rode the train for, but right now, like things is out of,
I hate MTA. Don't even get me started, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just annoyed.
Yeah. I'm just saying. So, we've been seeing, like, this real spike, like, ever since, I guess, someone declared or the CDC wanted to say, oh, you know, you don't have to do this, and, you know, COVID is low, so it seemed like everybody's out and about and I guess somebody would say things are back to normal again, but if you're really thinking that this is normal, then there's a problem.
Yeah, this is not normal.
Like all of this is not normal. You got someone going around killing homeless people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard about that, I was just like, are you kidding me? Because once again, I'm not really into the news. And stuff like that, but man, listen, like when I was talking with someone about it, I was like, are you serious? Like, this is really what's going on? It made me feel like I had my head in the sand or something like that, because I'm like, how is this like happening? But I guess that just goes to show you how much I just really, I can't pay attention to the depressing stuff. Like, we had an episode talking about mental issues and stuff like that. Like, who wants
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And then, like I said, this mayor, he keeps saying, oh, we're going to make things better. Oh, we got more police. Oh, we just, obviously, something's not right because guess what? We still have an issue. There's still, now my thing is this, that guy that did, did that to that lady that smeared the crap and said, why would y'all let him back out? You block him up. You know he has a history of mental illness and doing what he did any way. He's done that. I'm sure he's done that before. But then y'all let him out. So how is this helping? How is this helping? Where?
It's not helping. You know, to me, I mean, well, he's not my mayor, but anyway, he's just a lot of fluff.
He sure ain't mine either.
He's just, it just seems like he's a lot of talk, a lot of showboating. You know, he's going to do what it takes to impress the people that he wants to impress, and then that's that. He's just happy to, he's like, he's just one of them people like, oh, I'm just happy to be here. And
right.
He's there. I don't know what real issues he's claimed he's going to tackle, because if so, he should have tackled them already.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and it's not to, like, beat up on him or anything like that. I know he just got
no,
in.
It is.
I know
no.
Things take
yep,
time.
That's exactly what it is. Listen, beat up right on him. No, I
nah,
said that's
nah,
what it is.
Not,
beat
not.
Up on him, because at the end of the day, don't sit up there and talk what you want to talk, and then you try to just get yourself in it, and then you're not delivering what you're supposed to do. Everybody talked about Blasio, right? I was trying to
Blasio. Oh, yeah, the Blasio.
They were talking about him like crazy. Everybody talked about him. Oh, he's not doing, da-da-da, this and other. Okay, so now he's not there. So now guess what? Did we get anything any better? No, we didn't.
Well, you know, people are going to be like,
yeah,
oh, things take time. You know, you have
yeah,
to give them a chance.
Everybody
said
that.
I mean, it's true. You do have to give them a chance. But, I mean, it's just like, yo, man. Like, out the gate, he seemed like he stepped into a bad situation anyway. So, being that you were, like, a former cop, like, what do you do? Like, you should be just jumping on this. Well, I think he implemented something. I think they're doing something. It may not be labeled stop and frisk anymore. It's probably something more low-key. So that way, when people show up in the court talking about, my rights are being violated, this, that, and the third, you know, oh, stop and frisk. Like, no, it wasn't stop and frisk. We walked and talking.
Another name
you had something on you. You know, he played the semantics.
Right.
He played the semantics. You know? So, but yeah, I did, you know, I had to kind of peep the news the other day just to look at something. And when they was talking about crime, like before COVID, you know, last year, it was nowhere near what it is right now.
Right.
And it makes me think, or makes me wonder, COVID was a curse, but was it also a blessing in a way?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because people had to, I mean, trust me, it was definitely a curse because there were so many lives that were lost, people that changed physically, mentally, spiritually. I mean, COVID was just that, it's a real bad thing. But in the same time, people had to slow down. People just had to stop and, like, really take stock of what was important. Because in the beginning, COVID was showing you, like, what was really important. If you didn't see it before, then you would have never saw it. I remember when there was reports about people, you know, not being able to see family members in the hospital, and, you know, people not being able to do it. It seemed like the world was just collapsing. Everything was going wrong. And it was like a stop.
The only thing that didn't stop was racism.
Yeah, well, everything stopped except for racism. But everything just stopped. The world just kind of shut down. You know, and the animals started to come out. They said the ozone, you know, the hole in the ozone started to fill up. You know, everything just stopped. When people just stopped, everything stopped. And other things started happening. Now, it's like the locks off the cage. Be back to the same old.
Yeah, and everybody's just back.
But it's like
savage.
But it's like it's worse now. Yeah, but like it's like it's worse now. It's like they've been pent up and cooped up, so it's like they come out and it's like they're more aggressive, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like riding on public transportation right now just makes me like, wow. But it could be anywhere, because next thing you know, with the gas prices, people start fighting at the pump.
Yep.
Things start going on over there, man. It's Listen, it's crazy. Robberies, like a lot of things, like it's just through the roof.
Like, once again, look at the, like, we've never had no shootings. And I'm sure this happened, but, you know, you never had shootings in the malls like that. Now, look, you know, it's now two more.
Yeah.
First it was King Plaza, a couple of weeks ago. Now it's, the Green Acres.
Green Acres.
Like, are you kidding me?
Shooting in the
Last time they had,
yep.
that happened was the movie did, and I remember when that happened because I was in high school when that happened.
Yeah, and that movie did.
And
that
was in the movie
Green Acres.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, yeah, that movie is not even there anymore. Green
yeah,
Acres
I
movie,
know,
movie
but
the,
I'm saying,
yeah. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, it's yo, it's wild. It's really, really wild.
Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it does. It doesn't, and it's not going to make any sense. But, yo, once again, it's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red Brother B in the house. Guest caller number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook, the menu, Monumental, MINDURMENTAL. Drop us a line. Instagram at the menu, MINDURMENTAL. Yeah, drop us a line. Tell us what you think. Maybe some show topics. Or just check in and be like, hi. How you doing? Hope all is well. You know what I'm saying? But, yo.
How you doing?
Okay. Cuomo.
Oh, yeah.
I really, you brought this to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Because once again, I was just kind of oblivious because, you know, I wasn't, you know, like I told you, I don't really look at the news. unless you come up with a topic and it forces me to have to go research it or look it up, then I'll do it. Otherwise, I just really don't mess with it. But anyway.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the allegations, the sexual allegations have been dropped.
Right.
On this guy. What do you think about that, Red?
I think he probably threatened him. Or his people threatening people. that's only, yeah. Them women were threatening.
What, you got an opinion on the 8704?
Of course. Listen, it's the way the system has been developed. It's hard to prove sexual assault and those things. You know, like the videos that were going out was of him calling, singing happy birthday, gave somebody a hug. What's inappropriate about that if that is the relationship that you have at work? All of a sudden you want to cry me too and, you know, say that, oh, he sexually assaulted me just to get, like, mm-hmm. your 10, 15 minutes of fame to jeopardize somebody's actual political career because, you know, the only difference is his charges got dropped because they, you know, what can you prove? It happens so many, you know, things like this happen all the time except, you know, charges usually don't get dropped for other people. But for Cuomo, yeah, it got dropped because they couldn't prove that. Like, the videos were public. How can you prove sexual assault via video?
I feel it was a little bit of threat, too.
You think there's
some
threat?
You think he's a threat?
I feel he's...
There's no threat.
You know
he's still
what?
Got a job.
Well, you know what? You know what I think
it was?
I feel
it was a little bit of threat there.
Nah, I think they just wanted him out of office. So they used what they could. With, like, all right, listen, there's certain things you can't come back from. Like, you can come back from murder before you can come back from sexual assault or rape.
Ain't that crazy?
Like, you do sexual assault or rape, you're like, you're done. Like, your name and everything, like, you're done. Like, it's a wrap for you.
You are publicly tarnished, you're done. And the thing is
mm-hmm.
that he resigned. So because he resigned, you know, people automatically assume that he was guilty. But in most cases, you resign so that you can take care of business behind the scenes without it being always a public display. But at the end of I think you don't always want that. I'm not saying that you don't want it in a public eye or anything like that, but it's hard for you to do your job as a political person and have to, and then have to also come, you know, deal with whatever legalities that are coming up personally where somebody is claiming that they did a sexual assault. Like, honestly, I think he made a smart move by resigning in order to prove that he, you know, to focus on his case. But at the end of the day, they dropped the charges because they couldn't, they didn't have any hard evidence to say that. You know, people, unfortunately, these chicks, you know, these white chicks, because that's what it was, always claim sexual assault when something doesn't go in their direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But wait, okay, so, but then there's a twofold. So somebody could probably say, oh, it could be said, oh, it was a fluke. But they also stopped the investigation, excuse me, into the whole nursing home debacle that they were throwing him under the bus for.
Oh, yeah, right,
and,
right.
You know, with the nursing home and, you know, during the time of COVID, he did this wrong and he did that wrong. They dropped the investigation. So wait a minute. Those charges got kicked. The sexual allegations got kicked and the investigation stopped. Okay. Nah. Uh-uh. I really think that they got what they wanted. They
yep.
got him out of office. He got, and his brother is off TV too. They got the promos
mm-hmm.
out. They basically,
I forgot
the name
that,
is,
yeah.
Yeah, the name is tarnished. So now, carrying on. So all right, we don't have to, you know, bash him anymore. We can let him go. Stop the charges. Stop the inquiry. Stop all that stuff. We got him. He's
yeah.
done. They're both done. Because I mean, how
true.
Long has it been? He's been out of office for how long? It's been well over 6 months, right?
Has it been 6 months?
It's a year.
Yeah. Almost a year,
yeah,
right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So, of course, listen, it's over. It's over. But the damage has been done. And like you said, 8704, like, that chick still has a job. As with Cuomo and his brother, as far as we know, you know, as far as it's put out there on media. I mean, we don't know. But they don't have jobs right now. But she still has her job.
Right.
So the fact that they couldn't prove anything, what are they going to do for Cuomo now? Or what does this mean for Cuomo? Now that, you know, the charges have been dropped, the inquiry has been dropped, and nothing has been founded. Like, now
right.
what? Like, because I really don't think that they can come back. Like, I don't think, you know, Chris Cuomo is going to be able to come back, you know, to the news. I don't think Cuomo is going to be able to come back to politics. Well, yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, they really went hard on him when they were saying that he was trying to cover up stuff for his brother. Like, he was helping his brother, like, cover up stuff. So, of course, they made him an associate to whatever allegations his brother was going through, and they basically destroyed his name too. So they're both basically done.
Why,
like, nobody's
why?
Really trying to hear him, huh?
But I wonder why. I
why
wonder
what?
Why they came for them like that.
For both.
Why
of them?
They came for them like that? Yeah, both of them. Why did they come for them like that?
Well, I mean, his father,
that
you know, the original Governor Cuomo was, you know, he was, I don't know. And to be honest with you, I don't know.
Remember.
Like some,
I mean,
some
I don't
things
remember,
we made.
But...
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wasn't a fan or a big supporter of Cuomo, but, I mean, he took charge. He did what he needed to do. But I remember that situation with COVID and him and Trump were butting heads, and it seemed like Cuomo was rallying the other states, and you know, they were getting on board with it and doing their own thing and not listening to Trump, which pissed Trump, you know, and a couple of other people off. And of course, after that, it was like he made himself a target, because then after
yeah,
that, it, you know,
is.
People were saying, well, you know, Cuomo, you know, Governor Cuomo handled everything with the COVID so well. And, you know, there should be a presidential run in his future and all this and that. And there are people who are just like, no, that's not happening. So, you know, if
I mean,
you notice the timeline, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, when you really look at it, if you, you know, Cuomo was doing all the things that he was supposed to be doing, regardless of what people think about, you know, the nursing homes. Like, he had to do some quick think planning to get things done during the pandemic, whereas and Trump was making everybody look like straight fools. Like, Trump would say the dumbest thing, but yet, in order to protect the people, and I got to give Andrew Cuomo credit, because in order to protect the people, which is his job, he's saying, yo, like, don't listen to him. Make sure you do this. ABC, putting things in place, because Trump wasn't smart enough to do that. Because in Trump's eyes, this was a fake pandemic. But it goes like this. When somebody's doing the right thing, there's always the next person trying to bury that person who's doing the right thing by any means necessary. And Cuomo was honestly by any means necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. You saw it. I mean, for those who were paying attention, like, it was obvious. The way he took charge, the way him and the other states were coming up with their own plans and making things, like, Cuomo had his day in the sun. He had a few days in the sun. And there were haters. There were a lot of people that were not liking it. I mean, I'm not big on Democrat or Republican Party or whatever, but he was just making, you know, he was the golden boy. He was a golden boy. But, you know,
and they was hating on that.
And it was a good look. It was a good look. And, of course, somebody had to take him down. And like I said, what better to take somebody down with is a sexual allegation.
Yeah,
his chances of anything.
Like, the stupid thing is this. Like, you know, based off of, you know, NBC New York, there was, you know, just off of the reports alone, there was no... They didn't have enough evidence to even prove that there was any sexual misconduct. None. But the main thing is this happened back in 2017. So, okay, this happened back in 2017. Why did you wait until 2021 to talk about sexual misconduct? Like, so I'm not trying to be funny, but that's the thing that, you know, it makes me wonder sometimes what is the motive, what intentions do the other people have when they start, like, claiming, you know, sexual assault, sexual misconduct, oh, he touched me inappropriately, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Why are you talking about it 5 years later?
Well, some people, you know, some people see that either A, they didn't get what they want, they didn't get what they were promised, or... You know, is sometimes with some people is just the hate the men.
Caller 111, you're on the air with the menu. I got to say that you're coming up next. What's up? Caller 111, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hello. Am I in the green room?
Oh, Mr. Joe.
Hey, brother Ben.
What's up, Mr. Joe? What's going on?
I can barely hear the other caller. It's muffled.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't hear Mr. Joe? What's going on? Where you at? The space? You on the mothership, Mr. Joe?
Absolutely.
You all right?
I'm circling Saturn right now, but I thought I'd stop my trip to call it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, right before K-Dog jumps in, what is your view on this Cuomo thing?
I didn't know that all the charges would drop. I heard one of your callers really praise Cuomo, and my opinion is exactly the opposite.
Oh, why?
Did you ask me why, Brother B?
Of course, why?
Oh,
why
okay.
Did you not like Cuomo? Why?
Well, the obvious, he killed nursing home residents. He knew that the COVID would do that, I think, prior to his making it a directive, ordering nursing homes to take in the COVID patients. He actually went on TV and he talked about how COVID would actually target senior citizens more than anybody else. And yet he signs a directive forcing nursing homes to take them in. So that right there is murder. Another thing. These sexual allegations against him, some of them may have been true, some of them may not. My opinion has always been that the guy, he got a little bit too big for his britches, and the powers that be wanted to bring him down a peg. when he realized that he was nobody without them, then they then reinstated him. Because as you said in your description page, if the charges are dropped, that means then that somehow he kissed somebody's ass and he no longer was on the hook. Now, also, by the way, the AG that went after him in New York, she's the same one that when Cuomo issued his directive, she came right behind him to reaffirm that directive. And she herself, the one who was assigned to prosecute Cuomo, she herself told the nursing homes, you've got to listen to Cuomo. So both of them are complicit in this little murder scheme. I don't know anybody, the people that I do know from New York, I don't know anybody from New York who likes Cuomo or the former mayor there. What was his name? Oh, I forgot his name. Nah, it doesn't matter.
Ooh.
The guy that's before this new guy.
But who was it, Pataki? Pataki?
De Blasio.
Blasio.
No, the governor, the prime governor.
De Blasio.
Are you talking about the mayor?
He said the mayor.
Okay,
he was saying something about the mayor.
Oh, the mayor. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And nobody likes him. Nobody likes Cuomo. And he kissed somebody's ring, kissed somebody's ass, and now he's back there again. And the American people, the way that they are, they'll go along with it. Because Americans, like everybody else in the world, a bunch of brainwashed idiots.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do believe that he had to get a spanking. Like, I think he was, you know, doing a little too well. I think he just ruffled some feathers, and, you know, they had to go after him. And they had to put him in his place.
Oh, there's another thing.
And now that
Now
that he got punished, it's like, okay, we can take the dogs off him now.
Yeah. One of your callers said that Trump didn't know what he was doing. Cuomo did. He was right about it. It was Cuomo's responsibility to protect the people. But prior to the pandemic coming here, he was warned by people in the New York State, equivalent of the CDC, that they needed ventilators and some other equipment just in case a pandemic came around. And Cuomo ignored it. And don't forget, it was Trump that sent the Mercy to New York and sent another hospital ship to L.A. And Cuomo didn't use it.
Well, I mean, all right, Mr. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Me in the news, like, I don't really, there's a lot of stuff I may read, there's certain things I may read or don't really pay attention to or don't even acknowledge, because one thing I learned about the news a long time ago is just that they can lie. They can fabricate, they can make stuff, and people can believe it with it wholeheartedly. Like, well, the news is not going to print something, or they're not going to put something on TV that's not correct, but they do it. My thing is, when I've just looked at the timing of it all, when it came down to the allegations. And then next thing you know, it was a snowball effect. Then it came the nursing home thing. So at that point, to me, one and one made two. Like, they were trying to build something up on this dude to oust him or to tarnish his, you know what I'm saying, to tarnish his name. Like, they were done with him. Like, once, you know, it seemed like Trump had something to say and, you know, he went against the grain. Cuomo went against the grain. It was like it was a wrap for him. So, of course, that came out, and then this came out, but then, what, almost a year later or a year later, now all of a sudden, you know, charges drop. But quietly, though, it's not like it's out there on front page or anything else. They just kind of put a little couple articles out here and there, oh, yeah, the charges have been dropped. Then the investigation to the nursing home, you know, is stopped. You see how they just suddenly
put that out?
Oh, no, brother,
they have a whole commercial for it.
Oh, they
have a whole commercial.
Who put it out?
Oh, yeah, they have several commercials.
But then that was probably, that may have been his people putting that out. It may have been him putting that out on some PR stuff to try to get his name back in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Because me personally, I mean, listen, any one of us here, in order to fix the damage that has been done, you gotta do some PR work. Because it's like, what his political career is what? It's shit now. What is he going to do?
Am I right that some of you guys live in New York? Because I just remembered, I think Sean Black and Hot Dog, Hot Rod live in New York.
Hot Dog. Oh, man, you know he's listening. He's going to get you. He's going to get you.
I guess he'll have to wait next week when I go back on the show. Then I'll let you hear tonight.
Yeah, we're all in New York,
Okay.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't a fan of Cuomo. I'm not a fan. I was never a fan of Cuomo at all. But what's kind of, you know what I'm saying, what stinks, stinks. And that situation right there with him, it didn't smell right.
Well, I don't like the Me Too movement a lot either myself. But to get away from that for just a second, because when I said that Trump sent the mercy, he also set up, now you guys have in your town, you've got the largest park, I believe, in the United States. It's called Grand.
What, Central Park?
Grand Central Park, Central Park, Grand Central, whatever.
Yeah, Central Park.
Central Park. He, who's the evangelist? Billy Graham. So the son of Billy Graham set up COVID emergency response units in Central Park, and De Blasio got rid of them and wanted to tax them as well.
Well, listen, nobody was just like I wasn't a fan of Cuomo. A lot of people weren't a fan of De Blasio, and a lot of people wondered what was De Blasio's purpose. Because it's like he wasn't a mayor. I think he was kind of a filler. Like, how could I put it? Yeah, that's the only way you can put it. It was like he was a filler. Like no one else wanted a job, or no one really seemed, you know, too qualified. It's like somebody just tossed him a bone. Like, all right, here, you're the mayor. Like, yeah, that's just that. Like, yeah, you're the mayor. Like, take the job, do what you can do with it, and you know. This don't break.
You also got a new guy too, a new mayor, who just
he ain't my man, Eric Adams.
He just lifted the mask mandate. That worries me, because for 2 years everybody has been forced in all Democratic states, some Republican states, to wear the mask, and all of a sudden, the mask mandate is lifted. So I think something else is coming around the corner.
Well, of course it has to be listed because, listen, businesses, New York needs money. Tourism, like he had to jump on board. Somebody said, hey, listen, we got to start opening the thing, situations back up. Summer's coming. You know, people need to get out. The city needs to live again. So we can't go around, you know, not, you know, having this mask mandate and people can't do this and people can't do that. Nah. Because, listen, here in New York, man, listen, it could be 1 o'clock in the morning and it look like it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, people are out here like nothing ever happened. It kind of looks like it's more people outside now than it was before. To me. Like, it's crazy. And like you saying at the top of the show, the crime is bonkers, you know. It makes you wonder, like, when you step out your door, you know, what if anything is going to happen. Gas prices are crazy. People might start fighting at the pump. Who the hell knows? Like, it's a big question mark on what's going on. And it's not even warm yet. It's not even hot outside yet. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's just a sad state of affairs right now.
Extremely.
When it comes to
large towns like New York, Los Angeles, Detroit, maybe even more, definitely Portland a couple of years ago.
And you know what's interesting, Mr. Joe? Like I was saying earlier, and I'm going to ask you this question. did it, like, how was COVID, like, that blessing and the curse? Did it seem like it was? Because it seemed like it calmed things down. Everybody had to just, the world has had to stop or pause. Because there was too much going on prior to that. And then COVID happened and it just kind of, everything got quiet. But now it's like, it's back like 1,000%. Like everything is just, like everybody's on this incredible hope. Like I'm going out and do this and we're going to go out and do that. Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
I definitely do not see it as any type of blessing at all whatsoever. People have committed suicide.
So,
psychologists and sociologists say that the isolation rate, especially in large towns, has gone up. As I said, the suicide rate is there, very, very apparent. Going back to your town, the mayor, de Blasio, he or his attorney general, they raised the bar for felonies. I think you guys are suffering, just like in Los Angeles, a whole bunch of flash grab robberies. And from what I understand, they can go from store to store, do up to like $900 a piece, and they won't be prosecuted for the cumulative effect of their larceny, but only one at a time, if they get caught for them. And if they get caught with $890 worth of stolen goods instead of $900, they're not even going to be prosecuted. So
yeah, but now some of those decisions, some of those idiotic decisions that are made on that level, yeah, that's a problem. But the thing is, we were living in such a bad way before COVID. Like, people were normalizing everything and anything that was crazy. Like I said, COVID came along, and it's definitely a curse. But COVID made some of us who were actually paying attention see the reality of a lot of things that were not normal. A lot of mental health issues, as we were discussed on the show last night, a lot of things came to head when COVID happened. Mm-hmm. Certain things happened that you just couldn't ignore when COVID happened.
But
so,
that isn't as, yeah.
And so that's, it's not, you know, I mean, for the lack of a better word right now, that was kind of the blessing because it's like we were just driving with blindfolds on and just thinking we're going in a straight line. Meanwhile, we don't see what's on the road ahead. But COVID kind of opened our eyes to a lot of things. But now it seems like everybody just said, all right, we're going to throw the blinders on because COVID is over now.
Mm.
And it's ridiculous.
I'm going to take a different viewpoint. Yeah, COVID opened up people's eyes. That's because it exacerbated the problem. It's not as though a study came along 2 years ago and said, hey, look at these mental health issues that are affecting Americans and we should do something about it. And then all of a sudden people said, oh, yeah, we should. No, COVID came along and exacerbated it. Thousands of people died. Thousands of people committed suicide. Thousands of people, if not millions, feel isolated. Buildings, the businesses had to close down as a result of COVID. So COVID exacerbated all the problems and exacerbated mental health problems. So I don't see anything good about COVID at all. Only thing I see about it is that it's a warm-up to the next phase. All that we did for a 2% mortality rate.
But see, that's the thing, Mr. Joe. Like I said, I won't say it was a good thing. But at the same time, you have to look at it for what it was and what it still is, because we still didn't get the goddamn message. So for everything that has happened, what real resources are we putting towards mental health? What real resources are we putting towards helping people get back to business? What real resources are we doing to help these families who are, you know, became, you know, casualties and the whole suicide thing? Like, what resources? None. Nothing is really being done. It's being talked about. But if you really look at it, and I do a little bit of checking here, and it's like, yeah, it's being talked about. Doctors' offices are filling up. You know, we had Miss Sherry Ann Best, you know, for 2 hours
you know, a couple of weeks ago, come on the show, you know, she's a mental, you know, health, you know, expert in her field, the trauma, and she spoke her piece and from her experience on it, and it's like, yeah, people may be filling up the offices, but what's being done? Like this, I'm sure they're struggling on their end to, at one point, to help people, but what help are they getting to help people? It's still not happening. It's still a big issue, and it's not being addressed. So we're still not, you know, taking care of what's going on or really seeing things for what it is. But once again, it's back to business. Everything is, you know, okay, everything's back to normal now. You don't have to wear your mask. You can go out and do as you please. You know, everything's, I think everything's kind of worse than it was before because no one tried to get control over it the first time. Nothing was done. The homeless population.
Well, maybe that's the plan.
I
think that's the plan.
Like Mr. Joe said.
All of this is a plan. Yep.
Yeah, like Mr. Joe said, it's like
absolutely.
The next phase.
Is a plan.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it at all. Just like, okay, so we're going to spend our last 18 minutes or so and once again going back to the mental issues part of things. Kanye West.
Now, I know nothing about Kanye West's situation.
Me neither. But I just did some quick reading and, you know, I mean, once again, that's another mental health issue. You know, guys, and that's, I'm speaking to, you know, the men out there. Listen, it's one thing to, you know, you and your ex-significant other, ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, whatever. You know, you go through your troubles, but when you start putting too much shit on social media, you know, you kind of build a case against yourself. Especially when you make the case against yourself, you know, bad. Especially when you start saying stuff or doing things that are just real erratic or, you know, make people uncomfortable.
Did he start saying stuff against his against Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, and her current boyfriend Pete Davidson, and he made a threat on a radio talk show, her host / comedian D.L. Hughley. Yeah, he's kind of all over the place. So this is not going to look good for him in court if he's trying to get some type of custody or fair share of the kids or whatever. Like, you just outed yourself and made yourself look what some would say is crazy, but in all reality, there's mental issues there, and it's obvious that he's not.
Well, he was never rapping tight to begin with when he married Kim Kardashian.
Well, you know what? After his mother died, it seemed like things changed for him.
Mm-hmm.
After his mother passed away, he just seemed like he just started going
spiraled.
In a totally different. Yeah, he spiraled down into a different direction.
Yeah, he just started
but still,
spiraling.
That is no excuse. There's no excuse to make comments, to make threats. Or to seem, you know, bonkers in social media. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you give people, you know, ammo to use against you, which is crazy.
And people are already against him.
I mean, from what you're saying, I mean, he's not only crazy, the guy's stupid. Does he actually believe
that
when he puts out the kind of message you're talking about on social media that it's not going to be picked up by law enforcement?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. They probably social media file. They got a file on him.
Oh, yeah.
I already was thinking, like, the video that he made of, some video that he made of, you know, like, decapitating this dude's, you know, the current boyfriend's head and stuff like that. Like, last time I checked, isn't that like harassment or some type of I don't know if it's assault, but
stalking?
I know that's some type of harassment or stalking or something like that. And yeah, I would think because first of all, once again, God forbid if something happens to this young man, guess what? You're going to be the first in line as a suspect because look what you put out there.
Well, anything happens to any of them. You know, let Kim Kardashian stub her toe and go to the hospital, the first person they probably going to look at is Kanye. And, you know,
right,
no,
so
no
it's
offense.
Like, I don't know.
No offense, Mr. Joe. I'm sorry, Red.
Huh?
But it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. You got the crazy black man.
Crazy black man, yeah.
And, you know, the innocent white woman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a stereotypical view that there are people out there that are going to have, may not be Mr. Joe, but there are other people out there that are going to have this view like, oh, yeah, that Negro was crazy, and oh, I don't know what that woman was thinking. And listen, it is what it is. But this guy, I mean, you know, I just wanted to, you know, I guess talk about this stuff because we talk about, you know, a few things, some serious, some not. But, you know, really, this mental health thing is this is another ugly side of it. That,
well, that's what basically
really
the
needs to be addressed.
Trying to talk to him, well, trying to say to him, not to cut you off. But, you know, that's what basically he was saying to him. Like, he's like, yo, I'm, like, talking to you as, like, you know, my brother or, you know, like, bro, like, you need some help. Like, you threatening me is not going to do, you know, that's not going to help you out because you feel that I'm threatening you or you feel I am a threat. Obviously, you need some type of help. And see, that's another thing that's wrong that, you know, with black men, when another black man tries to speak to them in that type of way, then it's all, yeah, he corny, he old, he... No, but guess what? You're the one is putting yourself in that position, and once again, because you are out there in the, you know, in the, you know, industry and stuff like that, you got to be careful of how you conduct yourself. I'm not trying to say that I'm perfect, and I'm sure that's what D.L. Hughley wasn't trying to put out there, that, oh, I'm perfect, and I'm the perfect man, because I'm sure he has. But he's trying to let you know, like, bro, you got to calm down with all of that. You know, you're looking a certain way, and that's the last thing we need. We got enough of that going on.
Yeah, well, right now it seems like he's definitely, you know, you're adding fuel to the fire when it comes to the stereotype, because they won't look at anything else positive, you know, but they'll look at the negative from this nincompoop. And, you know, it's one thing, I'll applaud you or I'll give you your kudos if you acknowledge that there's an issue and you try to help yourself. But this dude is not trying to help himself. So you're an asshole. Like, I stopped listening to his music a while ago. I mean, very talented when it comes down to his music, but certain things you can and you can't support. And it's like when you're going to do stuff like that, if you choose not, if you're in the public eye and you don't want to get help for yourself, what does that say to other people? Well, shit, if Kanye can fix his situation, or he seems okay and he's not taking his medicine, why should I? Why should I go seek help? Or why should I go do this? Like, you're not setting a good example. For someone who, didn't he open his own church like last year? Or the year before, you're very contradictory. You know, you're contradicting your own actions. Like,
I don't know about all that what he did. That sounds more like cult stuff.
It does. I can't call it anymore. But Mr. Joe, you still there?
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. Mr. You in trouble now, Mr. Joe. What was that? He called it.
Yo,
I
can't with the hot dog.
I'm going to stay out this one.
You know what? I have
I'm
to
out
admit.
Of it.
I have to admit. Tonight, after listening to Joe and Big Red, this is not good for my mental health at all. You guys will drive me nuts, you know.
Oh, my God. Wow, I'm getting to this.
What?
Oh, man.
I said, how am I getting to this?
I'm just saying, you know, you guys are not good for my mental health. You know. But,
mental health.
Kanye West, yeah, man. You're not good for my health, okay? First, you've been playing me off on Facebook, teasing me and everything with your pictures and your videos. But that's a whole different story, a whole different topic for another night.
stupid.
Brother B, focusing on mental health for the past couple of weeks. Have you thought about bringing on guests on your show to really, put the exclamation point on it?
Well, we did have someone.
Who, oh, you did?
Sherry Ann Best.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we did. It was a two-hour show. She was awesome. Like, what'd you say?
It was informative.
Oh, I mean, Republican. It was because, you know, the whole thing is once again, a lot of things are not being. It, we could talk about it, but is it really being addressed?
But I think the problem is, in my opinion, how can you address this? I'm like, we all could talk about it, but and some people taking pills about it, which I think that's the wrong way. This is a whole new different level of depression. I don't think any of us experience really overall. When you talk about homelessness, you know, has skyrocketed. Remember, this past week we had a serial killer out there killing homeless guys for no reason. That's another level of depression and paranoia going on. Are you better living in the streets where you have to worry about some guy out there killing you for no reason?
Yeah.
That's another level of mental illness that we never experienced of really. How can you address that or handle that?
Well, that's the thing. They don't look at it as, see, they'll label it as crime. That's the whole thing. They'll just label it as crime. They're not going to label, they're not really going to get down to the meat and potatoes of it. It's like, it's a shock theory. Just put it on the news as crime to make the percentages, to get the stats up so the state can get the money from the government to do whatever it needs to take care of the situation that it has. Instead of, we got a lot of people. Yeah, instead of, we got a lot of people with mental health issues. We need money, and the government's probably going to be like, what? Mental health issues? Well, what? What are you giving you money for? We'll give you money for crime. We'll give you money for crime, but we're not going to give you money
But send them to jail. Is that the answer? Is that the solution?
Well, to them, it's a solution because you send them to jail. Who profits off of that? Jail is big business. That's free labor,
absolutely,
too, in some cases.
Yeah.
You know? That's in jail.
Yeah,
to them it's a wonderful thing.
Well, the real criminals out there are the politicians and the Wall Street guys and the CEOs. Those are the real people that's robbing us all to make us more poor. Most people rob
to
survive. You know?
Yeah.
Like, some getting greedy, don't get me wrong, but... And I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I mean,
those are people that should be in jail, really.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You look at the stock market. I don't know if, you know, you pay attention to the stock market. Mr. Joe, you pay attention to the stock market, right? You do. But it's been crazy. And, of course, they want to say it's because of the Russian and Ukrainian war. No, the stock market was a little funny before that. But it's like they use these excuses to ramp up. Like, oh, this is why we have to do this. Like, these gas prices, ridiculous. Like, I really don't see any reason for them to be this high, especially when this country has its own reserves. But I guess we're not going to get – that's a conversation for another time. But I don't see the reason for it. And Memorial Day has not even gotten – you know, Memorial Day is usually like the kickoff of summer. And that's usually it kind of, you know, it seems like it dictates how the gas price is going to be.
The whole thing will climb down by that time or not.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I heard California gas prices are like $7, $6, $7.
$7,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard that too.
Yo, I would be scared to get gas.
Listen, you might get robbed for gas, okay? People might go to your car and your gas out of your car. Thank God.
Yep.
Listen, it's only a matter of time. I mean, listen, I bought lock and gas caps. And the prices are going up on the lock and gas caps because they know people are buying them more because, you know, a couple of months ago,
a $12 item or $10 item is now like $26, $30 right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And everybody just, yeah, and it's a reason to make more money. It's a reason to price gouge. It's just a reason for, you know, it's like it's, you pump the money back into the economy and it kind of just, everything starts to even itself out.
Yeah, they trying to make up for stuff, boy.
Yeah,
exactly. But it's funny, they say that last year we was fighting over toilet paper and Lysol, and, you know, paying high prices for that, and now we pay high prices for gas. It's amazing. What's going on?
They're going to be fighting you, right. They're going to be fighting them. People are going to be fighting. They're going to be fighting them pumps. I'm waiting to see the videos. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a different game now. Like, people are dangerous. People might do more than fighting. Like, it's really, like, what concerns me is the level of violence that seems to be, that's escalating. What's up?
No, why we don't get gas from other countries like Venezuela and stuff like that? Why have to be quote-unquote Ukraine that we get gas from? So all of a sudden we have a problem of getting gas because our gas is in Ukraine? That's what we get
Because, you know, Trump had to make his deals before he left office. You know, he's getting the cut of this.
Yeah.
Right, Mr. Joe?
Joe's quiet on this one.
Because Trump is getting his cut off of this.
No.
You know that.
No, true. But what Joe said last night was absolutely true. There's more to this war that we know about. I mean, that we don't know.
Of course.
You know, you're not telling us the whole truth about this war.
Oh, no. Of course not.
This could be gas. There's a reason why Putin is after Ukraine. You know, there's more to it.
Oh, of course there's more to it. And I mean, we know it's probably some natural resource or, you know, I mean, there are other things that I have actually had these conversations, you know, outside of the show. And there's certain things that I will not say on the air, which to a degree makes sense as to why this, you know, this whole thing is going on, which, like I said, it does make sense, but, you know, I mean, once again, it is what it is, man. I mean, we still got to try and find a way to take care of our families and take care of ourselves in the midst of all of this BS.
True.
You know, because they're not making it any easier.
Not easy, but you know what? Everybody's concerned about World War III upon us, as they say.
Well, yeah. I mean, World War III, you know, people going out there, oh, stock up on your water. You know, I've been seeing little ads for water purifiers, this, that, and like, you know, it's a subliminal war going on as well. And it's psychological, trying to get people prepared for stuff, to get people out there to spend that money.
And,
it's like they were buying stacks of toilet paper and they only got one asshole. Like, what was the purpose of doing all that? You bought three cases of toilet paper, and you only got one ass.
Some assholes are bigger than others. You know that already, you know?
you're right. Yeah, you're right. You know, you're absolutely right. But, I mean, it's just, sometimes it just makes you, it's like what Marvin Gaye said, it's like it makes you want to holler and just throw up your hands, man. It's
throw up your hands.
You know?
And this is part of the mental illness. This is part of the mental illness that's driving everybody crazy right now. There's too much going on right now, more than we all could handle.
True. Well, on that note, Mr. Joe, Big Red, 8704, and the Hot Rod. Absolute Truth, Monday nights, 10 p.m., Sean Black, K-Dog, and the King of Kings, Hot Rod. Thank you. But real quick, I think maybe a mental reset is coming. Maybe a mental reset needs to happen. I don't know how they're going to do it, but maybe that's what they're looking to do.
If that happens, good luck to Big Red. If that happens to Big Red, no more Super Red. That's for sure.
Everybody have a good night.
Y'all have a good night. You get on my nerves.
All right, y'all. Later.
All right, later, guys.
Later.